we'd rendered the lard, that's what
Yeah, you said stand?
Yeah, they'd pour it in the lard stand. That was just like she'd buy this 50-pound lard stand. We didn't buy it in little amounts like we do now.
Yeah.
And I know it's right funny. Oh, it's been 5 or 6 years ago after Roy died. I went in, was in a Hill store one day. One of the clerks said I'd gotten my breakfast pick and said, Miss Bell, did you ever eat any hog's jaw? I said, well, Lord of mercy, I was raised on it. I said, Mama always cooked her maybe a certain vegetable, not all of them in that. She said, I mean to fry it. Well, I said, no, don't know that we ever had it for breakfast because I said my daddy laid in so much meat that we either had shoulder or ham or sausage or something like that. I said, I'm going to try a package of this. And do you know, till this good day, I've never bought another pound of breakfast bacon. I'd rather have that hog's jaw. It's sliced. I cut that skin off, and I put that in a skillet, and I put a lid on it, and I put it in the oven and render that out, and it's just as crisp. Why? And when my brothers would come home, I'd say, what do we have this morning? Steak and eggs or ham and eggs? Maybe they'd say, how about some hog's jaw? And it is delicious. And I give that grease away because now I cannot use it. I'm not home enough to use it.
Yeah.
And I just always, a gallon at a time, it's just gallon buckets of it that I give away since I don't have any occasion to use it if I was there. You know, I like french fried potatoes in it. Or crab or okra even fried in it. But because it's just as clear and white.
Yeah. Bam. Say you wanted to pour something from a large bottle into a bottle with a small mouth. You'd pour it in through a...
I'll tell you in a minute. If I can't now say it, I know what you're talking about. Not a funnel, but a...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What'd you say?
A funnel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that is what we call it.
Okay, suppose you were driving horses and you wanted your horse to go faster, you might hit them with a...
Whip.
Okay. And if you bought some things at the store, the grocer might put them in a... If you bought some groceries at a store, the grocer would put them in a...
Bag.
Okay, what would that be made out of?
Well, as a rule, it's good, heavy, strong paper bags, you see.
Okay. What did flour used to come in?
Oh, even yet I would buy it in 25-pound bags because that's cloth bag, mind you. Because I make my own biscuit every time, and the girls at the store say, Miss Bell, won't you give me a little hunk of that dough? You have the best looking biscuit. I never have bought a canned biscuit yet.
Yeah.
And I just like my old, everybody seemingly likes my old biscuit that's made with my, I don't like self-rising flour now. I use my own mix. I like self-rising meal. I keep that in the refrigerator. Because it, you know, but I buy that flour by the 25-pound bag. Because making your biscuit day in and day out, you use a lot. Or I do.
Okay. What did feed come in?
What?
The bag or sack that feed would come in.
Well, there's some of it is burlap. Some feed is, and then the other is just a meal sack. We would call it. It's closely woven.